June 16th, 1934. The human will, created as queen in the midst of creation. How everything flows through the fingers of our Creator. I continue my abandonment in the divine fiat. Its acts are for me like many nourishments, and as they nourish me, I feel the growth of its life within me, its strength which, imposing itself on my human will, conquers it and captivates it into its own, so as to say to it, "Let us live together, and you will be happy of my same happiness. I have come out into daylight, not to keep you far away, but together with me, in my same will. If I created you, it is because I felt the need to love you and to be loved. Hence, your creation was necessary to my love, the place on which my will can lean, like a tiny little field of mine. I want to make a show of my works, of my mastery, and this in order to form and give vent to my love." Oh, adorable will, how lovable and admirable you are. And so, you want me inside of you to give life to your outpouring of love. But if you so much love for the creature to live in your divine volition, why did you not create us like the heavens, the sun, without a will, so that the creature might do what you want? But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, surprising me, all goodness, told me, "Blessed daughter, you must know that the most beautiful thing created by us was the human will. Among all created things, it is the most beautiful, the one that resembles us the most. Therefore, it can be called the queen among all, as in fact it is. All things are beautiful. Beautiful is the sun, which gladdens all and smiles to all with its vivifying light, and makes itself eye, hand, and step of all with its light. Beautiful is the sky, which covers all with its starry mantle. But as beautiful as are all created things, none of them can boast of having done for us the littlest act of their own in order to love us. There is no outpouring of requital. Everything is mute silence. And whatever we do on our own. No echo responds to our many seas of love that are present in all created things. Not even the littlest outpouring is given to us, because the outpouring is formed between two wills that have reason and that know whether they are doing good or evil. Therefore, the human will was created as queen in the midst of creation, queen of itself, outpouring of love with its creator, and queen of all created things. It can do freely a world of good, prodigies of value, heroism of sacrifices, if it places itself on the side of good. But if it puts itself on the side of evil, as queen, it can do a world of ruins and can fall from the highest place down into the abyss of the greatest miseries. This is why, among all things, we love the human will, because we make it queen. It can tell us that it loves us. It can feed our outpouring of love. It can engage in a contest with us, we in loving her and it in loving us. This is why we endowed it with such prerogatives to the point of giving it our likeness. It is nothing but a simple act, yet it is the hand the thought, the voice of its human being. If the creature did not have a will, she would be similar to the beasts, the slave of all, without the imprint of the divine ability. Our divinity being most pure spirit, there is not a shadow of matter in us. Yet, we invest everyone and everything, and are the life, the motion, the foot, the hand, the eye of all. The human life flows through our fingers, as we are actor and spectator, breath and heartbeat of each heart. And what we are for everything and for everyone, the human will is for itself. It can be said that because of the prerogatives it possesses, it can reflect itself in us, and we find our little mirror in it. Our power, wisdom, goodness, love can form its reflections in the simple act of the human will. Oh, human will, how beautiful you have been created by your Creator. Beautiful are the heavens, the sun, but you surpass them. And even if you had nothing else that is beautiful, only because you can tell us that you love us, you possess the greatest glory, the enchantment with which you can enrapture your Creator.